Father God, it is once again that we come together on this beautiful Sunday morning that you have given us. As we get ready to listen to your word today, help us to hear and obey so that it takes effect in our lives and in the lives of others you connect us with. Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We give you thanks and praise for your mercy, your goodness, and your love toward us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, now here are some of the scriptures that I'll give to you. And for your voice Bible, it's 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18, page 1459. Then we have 1 John 5, 14 and 15, page 1517.
What was it again? 5 and 15?
14, 15. 1 John 5, 14, 15.
Amen.
Okay. Luke 6, 27 and 28, page 1249. Mark 11, 25, 26, page 12, 22. 1 John 3, 21, 22, page 15, 15. And the last one is James 1 and 5, page 1497. Does anyone need any of the scriptures over before I get started? All right. Prayer is so vital in our daily walk as followers of Christ. It is how we communicate one-on-one with our Heavenly Father. It should be considered a sacred time that helps us to get to know God on a very intimate level. God always puts the emphasis upon obedience to his commands, because obedience to them brings favor and blessings, where disobedience can bring chastisement and sometimes destruction. An obedient life is a great help to prayer. In fact, an obedient life is a necessity to prayer. How many of us go each day and think about the prayers that we send up to God on a daily basis? And in what relation is it? Thank you, Lord, for waking me up, starting me on my way. Or is it the kind of prayer that you just are continually seeking God, continually asking God? Because I know through my day, I have to continually seek him in everything. And it didn't all become evident at once. It did not. It became evident as I got to know him better by reading his word. It became evident how crucial prayer is in life today. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18. Pray constantly and give thanks to God no matter what circumstances you find yourself in. This is God's will for all of you in Jesus the Anointed. Prayer is a means God uses to give us what he knows we need. The passion of believers who want to be more effective in prayer must therefore be learning how to pray according to God's will. As we make the commitment to live more like Jesus, God will teach us to pray more like Jesus. Mm. Our Savior said, "Father, I am grateful that you have heard me. I know that you are always listening." That's John 11, 41 and 42. Mm-hmm. He had such effectiveness in prayer because although he was God, he also was very much human. Mm. And in his humanity, he was totally committed to obedience. I receive my nourishment by serving the will of the Father who sent me and completing his work. John 4 and 34. I have not ever acted and will not in the future act on my own. I listen to the directions of the one who sent me and act on these divine instructions. For this reason, my judgment is always fair and never self-serving. I'm committed to pursuing God's agenda and not my own. That is John 5 and 30. Through the prayer obedience relationship, the Spirit of Christ will help to increase our understanding of the mind of Christ. He will help us to learn to pray more frequently as Jesus always did, according to the will of our Father who is in heaven. 1 John 5, 14 and 15, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version. This is the remarkable degree of confidence which we as believers are entitled to have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will that is consistent with his plan and purpose, he hears us. And if we know for a fact, as indeed we do, that he hears and listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted to us the request which we have asked from him. We are positively conditioned as we express love to God by obeying his commands in scripture to internalize our thinking and behavior principles that please God and are best for us. Over time, the Holy Spirit develops our ability to make God-honoring decisions. Luke 6, 27 and 28. If you're listening, here's my message. Keep loving your enemies, no matter what they do. Keep doing good to those who hate you. Keep speaking blessings to those who curse you. Keep praying for those who mistreat you. Now, I have to admit, me being human, I had a problem with that scripture. I'm sorry. I had a problem with it because it was because my understanding wasn't clear. So I had to read more about, God, what are you asking? People that are mean and cruel to me, you want me to love them? And I had to find out, yes, because guess what? I was mean and cruel to people, and he loved me above everything else. It's easy to hold a grudge, especially when we've been wrong. It takes much less effort to build a protective barrier or wall than it is to swing a wrecking ball of forgiveness and tear it down. But the Gospels tell us if we don't forgive, we won't be forgiven. Mark 11, 25 and 26. When you pray, if you remember anyone who has wronged you, forgive him so that God above can also forgive you. If you don't forgive others, don't expect God's forgiveness. Pleasing God in how we live is directly linked to the Spirit's renewal of our minds, and it takes renewing of our minds to get these things in practice. It is essential and an accurate perception of God's will that we change the way we think. And the only way to change the way we think is to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Because as we make a commitment to live more like Jesus, God will teach us to pray and be more like Jesus. It's not an easy task, by no means. It is quite hard. But we must remember what Jesus did when he was dying on the cross. Luke 23 and 34 says, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." He was dying, and his words to his Father in a prayer, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." How, if God can do that, then we know we must ask for forgiveness for the ones that need forgiveness. We must also find it in our hearts to forgive. And I know it's hard and it takes time, and God knows more than we do how hard it is, but it's something we must do. Prayer, it helps our hearts to become tender so that we can be led according to the will of God. We also know through the Bible that Jesus intercedes for us, because right now he's with the Father making intercession for us. When we don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit steps in. When we don't have the right words, the Spirit can lead us. We just can't give up. 1 John 3:21-22. My loved ones, if our hearts cannot condemn us, then we can stand with confidence before God. Whatever we may ask, we receive it from him because we follow his commands and take the path that pleases him. Okay? Now, how about when you know you're doing everything you can to obey God and to please him, and you're doing everything that you know to do, and maybe the diagnosis never changed, your job never came through, your spouse left you, your children are acting crazy. You think, God, what's going on? What's happening? I'm doing my part. Where are you? Why are not my prayers being answered? Why are you not hearing me? Why has nothing changed? Hey, God, tell me what I'm doing wrong. Could it be that all you are doing is not anything wrong, but that you have to trust that if the answer has not come as you have expected, that it's because it's for your ultimate good and for the glory of God. He sees so far ahead of us and knows what the outcome of the situation will be. Now, we have to be careful about how we come to the Lord in prayer. We have to put our pride aside and really humble ourselves and just let go and lay everything before God. Strip ourselves bare, so to speak. We cannot have any malice or spitefulness against anyone. We have to consider the posture of our heart before we can even begin to pray. I always keep Psalm 51 and 10 very close to me because I know that's what I need to ask the Lord. And I always ask him to create in me a clean heart, oh God, and restore a right spirit in me, because I know if my spirit's not right, my heart's not right, he's not going to hear me. I'm not going to say anything that he's going to hear, because I'm not right inside. I have to get myself together. I have to get myself right before I can go to him. God will not listen to someone that has a heart full of evil intentions. If you think you can live your own way, do whatever you please, and still have an active prayer life that the Lord responds to, then I would suggest that you reevaluate your thinking. The Bible tells us that we have to ask from God because we obey him. The Bible tells us that we have what we ask from God because we obey him. James 1:5. If you don't have all the wisdom needed for this journey, then all you have to do is ask God for it, and God will grant all that you need. He gives lavishly, and he never scolds for asking. Thank God for that. A perfect example of this, when I was thinking about that scripture, I always go back to the book of Nehemiah, because I am amazed at how Nehemiah went about his day of what he did. Now, he was a cupbearer for the king, and his job was to taste any of the king's food and drink. Just read it for yourself. It's an excellent story. He constantly had to seek God for wisdom. When he found out that the walls of Jerusalem were completely destroyed, he was overwhelmed with grief. And in that day, it was not a good custom to show that type of emotion to the king, because I believe you could be killed on sight for that. However, when you read the story for yourself, you'll see what happened. You will find that every time he was faced with any questions or challenges, his first instinct was to seek God in prayer. And that's the key for all of us. Seek God first. That should have been my prayer on my job. Seek him first before I just hastily went about doing what I did. I didn't seek him. But after I did, see, God is good. Because I did seek him after, and he got me out of something that would have really caused me something else at my job. It really was. I was like, Lord, thank you. But God, he is so true to his word, and he has not left us on this journey alone. Our Heavenly Father, he's gracious beyond measure. Through the intercession of his son, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and other believers that we have around us, he provides what we need. So whether we're new in Christ or have known him for years, there is much to anticipate as we continue to grow spiritually. If there is a desire to become personally powerful and effective in prayer, to more frequently experience the joy of having our Lord give us the desires of our heart, then we must be committed to reading, memorizing, meditating, and obeying the written word of God in the Bible. There are no shortcuts, no secrets that will bypass this reality. The path to spiritual maturity, to answered prayer, is the way of obedience. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you because you are so kind and so gracious, that even when we don't obey as we should, you are such a forgiving Father. You have great mercy and such loving kindness toward us that you sent your only begotten Son for us, and he died for us all. We just cannot thank you enough for such a great sacrifice, and we are forever grateful for your great love toward us. In Jesus' name.